Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Today's mini lesson is on vacations. Seeing as the first official day of spring is right around the corner, it's time. And in case you needed some reminders of the benefits of taking some time for yourself, here they are. It's a chance to reset. It's a chance to refuel. And I want to remind you that the ultimate goal for being organized and having your to-dos dialed in and your projects tracking is ultimately for your own well-being. Taking a good solid break is great for breaking your patterns. We tend to get in these grooves, and you know, every once in a while, you just need to break that completely, shake it up, and see if there's anything that you need to shift or adjust. It gives you an opportunity to explore new things and maybe gain new perspectives, which again, for the self-employed person, bringing in that new juice, that new energy, can really make a difference between getting kind of tired of what we're doing or feeling like we're in a rut and seeing things from a whole new perspective and bringing a whole new life to our work. It's an opportunity to unplug. Cut off the phone. Put on the autoresponder in your email. Back in a week. Just take a break. So tying it into our wrap session. Obviously, once you come up with a week or 2 weeks, 5 days, 10 days, whatever, say 3 or 4 months out, you park it in your schedule. And right then when you put it in your schedule, you can also add a recovery day upon return and set aside 1 day before you leave to finalize your wrap up of all of your responsibilities before taking off. You'll then add it to your projects list and keep it in your current project list. And so one, that reminds you that you've got it up, and two, you can make a point of doing just one thing per week towards that vacation. So one, learn about the area, write up a packing list, look up accommodations, find fun things to go do, places to go, connect with people you know in the area. Who are the clients and colleagues that you need to alert that you're going to be gone that week? So if you just take one of those per week, then all of a sudden the planning process is not this mountain of things that need to be done in order to get out of town. It's just one at a time, just kind of dripped out over the next few months, makes it very easy. You can figure out what your budget might be. How much money do you want to set aside each week so as to minimize the financial impact on your situation? If you already know where you want to go, awesome. If you don't know where you want to go, and this is where I've been lately, you can brainstorm. So here's some things that you might want to consider. Do you want to be around water? Is music really important to you? And what kind of place has the kind of music that you would love to check out? Languages. Do you really want to be somewhere where only English is spoken, or do you want to expand your horizons and practice your Spanish? Or your French. Transportation. Do you want to fly? Do you want to drive? And if you're going to drive and it's only a 5-day stint, then maybe you want to stay within 500 miles of the area. Camp, hotel, resort. If you start putting out these different, I think I'd rather do this than this, and I'd rather do this than this, and you can park all of those preferences in the notes section of the project that you created in your task manager. And as you know, once you start putting something out there, once you start thinking about something, things start falling in your lap. Someone says, oh, I went to this place. It was awesome. You got to check it out. Or you read something. You're like, oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. Like, I want to go check out archaeological digs. Maybe, you know, now that my mind is open about what do I want to do for a vacation, I'm like, oh, maybe I want to go to the U.S. Open. Maybe I want to go see the World Cup. You know, do you want to tie it around some kind of event that's happening? An art show, theater. Maybe you want to go to New York because you've always wanted to see, you know, whatever show. All right, let's leave it at that. Summing it up, vacations are hugely beneficial to your well-being on so many levels. and for the self-employed, often really challenging to actually do. Park the dates, plan it, make it happen. Get more free Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons when you sign up for the New Way of Working updates at naturalprofessional.com. Enter your email in the sidebar where it says New Wow Updates. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.